Hi, it's Curtis, Melissa and Connor, and welcome to the What's Happening podcast.
Why not catch up with what's happening over a barista bar from Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra.
Barista bar, coffee as it should be.
So here we are, season 3, episode 17 of the What's Happening podcast. Guys, how are you doing?
What up?
Not so bad.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm not great over here.
Why?
So I'm not, because obviously we're locked in a studio, which is a confined space with, like, you know, like sealed soundproof doors and stuff like that.
I didn't know if anyone else could smell this.
Yeah, so basically, if you're not sure where Kill FM is, it's a little bit outside of Belfast. It's a bit more out in the countryside, yeah, away from Belfast. And the farmers are spraying the fields today with that stuff they spray the fields
Scary.
With. Yeah, and it seems to have, like, got locked in our air conditioning system. Yeah. And
I didn't even notice.
Did that's you not?
Like, you're used to the country, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Melissa's like, I'm home. I'm home. No, the smell of slurry is clean being pumped into the studio here, and I'm not a fan.
Yes,
is it actually good for your lungs? I was always told that when I was younger.
I think that's just a way to get you to stop complaining in the car.
Yeah.
When you're driving down the motorway and your mom, you're like, Mom, it smells really bad. Oh, it's fresh country air. It's
How
good for the lungs.
How could a bad odor be good for your lungs?
I don't know.
So this week we're talking about getting out of Northern Ireland and away from the smell of slurry, unsurprisingly. Yeah, I think we might have done this episode before. I think we've done our dream holidays, haven't we?
Yeah.
Which we're probably going to touch on again. But this week on the What's Happening podcast Instagram, we asked you what your dream holidays were whenever international travel gets the green light. We are going to find out where it is that you would want to go. A couple of side notes. You're going to hear a lot of this.
Yeah, we've got new microphones.
New microphones, which are the most sensitive things I've ever heard.
Extremely sensitive. Like, let me just set my hand on the desk.
I know. Yeah. I'm like lifting a coffee cup and I'm very, like, carefully.
I can hear that. That was so silent.
Connor, speaking of coffee, right? Connor's done this thing where we sort of buy each other a coffee a week about now every time we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And you bought me, like, you started off the habit of buying me a large coffee,
yeah,
which is something I never do because I prefer to drink more throughout the day,
mm-hmm,
instead of just having a big large one. But now you get me a large one and I'm kind of like, I like that. I like a large one.
Do you know what? I was pulling in the Starbucks and I was like, I don't know if I actually fancy a large one. I might get a medium. And then I was like, but Curtis got a large last time and I didn't want to get a medium and then him think that I'm getting less.
But you know, the problem I was going to say there was I haven't, like, reduced my coffee intake, and I forget I had a large, like, in the morning.
Yeah.
And, like, yesterday I was bouncing off the walls, like, because I didn't, like, reduce what I drink.
Compare that to a pint of coffee, mate. That's nothing to you.
I saw a TikTok yesterday. She was from New Zealand, though, so apparently this isn't actually the same across the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But she worked in a coffee shop, and she was, like, driving to work, and she was like, can't wait to hear for the rest of the day. Oh, make it a large. I need it today. Oh, I need the extra coffee. Make it a large all day long. She was like, it's more milk, not more coffee.
That is true.
It is, yeah.
That is true.
But loads of people were commenting saying, no, in the UK, it's like 2.5 if it's a large, 2 if it's a medium, and I don't know, something else.
It's all to do with the shots, like the espresso shots, because I think whenever I worked in Costa, a small was 1, a medium was 2, and then a large was 2 as well.
Yeah.
So it was more milk.
It's just more milk.
So if you want more coffee, you got to ask for an extra shot.
I couldn't believe the amount of vanilla syrup that they put in this morning.
It's so bad for you. It's a wonder your teeth don't fall out of your head, isn't it?
I think it was like 5 squirts you put
in
each.
That is my worst nightmare. More milk instead of more coffee. I hate milk.
And the thing I don't get is the milk's the expensive part. Like, the coffee to buy is relatively cheap for them.
Yeah.
Like, the milk's the expensive part.
Ugh.
Anyway, right, Melissa's on quiz this week. Have you got a quiz ready, or are you just going to have to, like, do one off the cuff?
I've got one ready.
Oh.
You really do?
Oh.
Yeah. Wow, I was not expecting that. So that's coming up. We've got Listener of the Week. Who is it this week?
This week's Listener of the Week is Hannah Rogers.
Hannah,
big ups, Hannah.
Yeah, big ups, Hannah. Hannah just followed us, I assume, because there's no elaboration.
We'll
there
move on swiftly.
Listener of the Week. Yeah, moving on. We're going to talk about what's been happening this week. I think I've sorted out an order this week. Connor, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
And then you're going to go second, and then Melissa's going to go last because I think Melissa's had a
okay.
had a big week.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm going first is because I have literally been doing nothing but sitting watching football, and that's
Mate,
it.
It's like, been great, hasn't it?
It's so good to have the Euros on.
Yeah.
Like I joked with Ashley that I was going to watch, and I think I joked with you as well on the weekend breakfast show, Melissa, that I was going to spend the afternoon watching Austria versus North Macedonia, and then
you did.
I watched it.
Yeah.
And it was a bloody great game.
Was it?
I finished 2-1, I think, or 3-1 the Austria in the end, but it was 1-1 for a while, and
like
Ashley literally came downstairs at one point and was like, "What interest do you have in either Austria or North Macedonia? Like, you don't have any."
Nothing, but it's football.
But it's
football.
The Euros.
Yeah,
it's the Euros. You'd never watch a qualifying game like that.
No.
There's no point in that, but like in the Euros, it's great.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much all I've been doing this week. One thing I have noticed is I read this meme and I was like, that is so true. Have any of you guys been suffering with like really bad hay fever recently?
Yeah, I take hay fever tablets year round and
it
still like doesn't... It prevents it a little bit, but I actually seen a TikTok yesterday on three ways to prevent getting hay fever. You put like Vaseline around your nostrils to stop it from getting
in. Does that like stop, catch the pollen?
Yeah, wow. Stops it from getting
then
in.
Then you'll have wee fluffy yellow nostrils.
Another one was if you have hay fever, get home, get a shower and get your clothes off and stuff. Get into new clothes.
I've heard that before.
And I think the other one was just drink plenty of water.
A lot of water.
Mm.
Have you ever seen those wee armbands you can get? So my mum bought me one time and it actually worked. It's like an armband you put like around your elbow and it like has a wee plastic like button or something on it, and it, those mics are so sensitive that I can literally hear
Sorry.
Them, like, sucking your coffee out of the coffee. Yeah. It pushes on like a pressure point in the side of your elbow, and apparently that particular pressure point like releases your body's natural antihistamine.
Oh,
and I don't know whether it was placebo or whether it worked, but
it
was good. Anyway, the meme I saw that brought all this on, because I've been suffering this last sort of week and a half, hay fever has been dreadful. It said, imagine surviving a global pandemic only to get taken out by some flowers.
Yeah.
Which is so true. Yeah, like it's so true. I thought like I've literally got this far. Like I know the pandemic's not over, but I've got this far. Like, and now it's like the flowers are just like, nah, mate, here's some pollen.
I don't have it. If you've
Do you not get
never,
it?
Never had it.
I wonder is that because you're from the country?
Maybe. But I don't know if that's a thing or not. Naturally makes you immune. But I just never have.
It makes you immune to slurry.
Yeah. I had hay fever really bad when I was younger. Like my eyes went really puffy and stuff. And what was the name of it? Was it Puritan syrup?
Yeah,
it was amazing. It tasted so good.
Do you remember Calpol back in the day?
Oh, man,
the strawberry Calpol. And you would literally pretend to be sick just so your mum would be like, here, take some Calpol. Yeah. You'd be like, yes,
so delicious.
I'm getting the good stuff.
It's pure sugar, is it not?
100%, yeah. 100%. That's all you needed. Like, I remember whenever I was sick, my mum would just give me flat Coke.
Yeah, flat like, Coke or Lucozade.
Settles your tummy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But now, the more I look at it, the more I think it's just because it gives you a sugar hit.
Yeah.
But I remember being so impatient. Someone would be like, when that Coke's flat, you can have it. So she'd pour a glass and she'd set it on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd literally sit and watch it and watch the bubbles disappear until I was allowed to drink it. I don't even like Coke.
If you want to make flat Coke, you just stick a wee bit of water into it. That flattens it.
I think my mum just wanted me to wait to see if I was actually sick.
Whether you're sick or not.
Yeah.
Or whether you were craving the sugar. Anyway, that has been my week, football and hay fever. So not a big week for me, Connor.
I have done a couple of things. So last Tuesday we recorded the podcast. I went to the dentist and got my teeth spray washed.
Spray washed?
Yeah, like...
From the hygienist?
Yeah, power hose
thing
for your teeth.
So good, isn't
it? Yeah, it's great.
You come out feeling amazing, don't you?
Yeah, so did that and then went into town with Liv. And we've spoke about this. Went to go to Bunsen for Liv's first ever Bunsen. And it was closed.
I can't believe it was
and
closed.
And I was devastated. So
why was it closed, though?
I don't know. It was, I think it was 1 o'clock. So there was no reason. The thing was, I checked on the Facebook and it said it was opened and it wasn't. And I wasn't happy.
Lying on their Facebook page.
Yeah, so
I'll always forgive them.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. So we ended up going to Primark and I'm sure that there's like a floor in Primark where like all the men's like souls just sort of like are just locked in there. Yeah.
Like obviously that it's so good that Primark's open again and everything.
Yeah, of course.
That Primark is so warm.
Yeah.
Like I don't go into it that often. I actually go over to the Wee Home one and the kids mm-hmm. one up where the New Look used to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that big one with all the girls' clothes in it, like, it's so warm.
Yeah. And I, like, I don't
all
know.
All the time, in the winter.
If you ever, like, go with Ashley or maybe Scott does it with you. So Liv, like, just goes all over the place and I'm following her like an idiot. So I now just stand in one place
and wait
on my phone and she just goes about her business.
Have
and
they
then
taken
comes
away the man chairs?
Yeah.
I see, I thought that was going to be an issue with COVID because I remember one time, it was whenever me and Ashley were in New York and we went into Victoria's Secret of all places.
Yeah.
And they don't have man chairs because obviously there's not a lot of guys in there.
Yeah.
So like Ashley was, she was like doing the same thing, buzzing around, and I was just kind of standing there like, I have nowhere to like, like there's no natural place. Like if there's a seat, you will gravitate towards it and sit there on your phone, but there was nowhere for me to go. And I was like, I look like a creep just standing here. Like, yeah, bring back the man chairs. COVID or no COVID, that they're essential. For, like they're there for a reason.
You could leave spray and you could wipe them down.
Yeah, 100%. Exactly. I've actually not been to that new Primark since the old one was on fire. Yeah.
Really?
No, is it any different? Like, is it?
It's smaller.
It's a little smaller, is yeah. It? Yeah.
But it's still massive. Like, it's still big. I just remember being in the new one right before the fire and it was humongous and so spacious and so amazing. And now it's kind of just the back portion. It's still over like 4 or 5 floors.
Yeah, four.
But it's just always so warm. Like I'm just like, as soon as I'm in, I think it's because you have to walk up the back stairs. There's no point waiting on the lift because it's always so busy. And you're just sweating by the time you get to the top.
The one in Dublin's class.
Yeah, it's good.
It's called Pennies, isn't it? Yeah. It's good though. I like it.
So, yeah, that was Tuesday. Wednesday, went for lunch with a friend. He is over from London for a few days, so he was.
Was it Tiesto?
No.
Close personal friend.
We went to Bootleggers for food.
Oh my goodness, did you have to queue? Because every time I walk past that, the queue is down the street.
No.
He's mates with Tiesto, he doesn't have to queue.
Oh yeah, Tiesto is there.
He brought Tiesto with him, remember, like, Tiesto, come on in, we've got your table reserved over in the corner there.
So went to Bootleggers, which was really nice. I've wanted to go for ages. And had a bite to eat with him, had a couple of drinks, and then left, and Taboo Donuts was still open.
Oh.
So I was like, obviously you need to go in. Yeah. So got a couple of donuts, went home, watched the football. Friday had beers, nibbles, and there was a big match on Friday. I think it was the England match.
England match was on
Sunday.
Was it Friday?
Oh no, sorry. The Euros kicked off last Friday. That's what it was.
Kicked off Friday.
Yeah. So we did that, and then on Saturday went and got more donuts. From Black Box Donuts on Lisbon Road.
Do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Whose is better?
So Black Box Donuts, I got them at like 11 o'clock in the morning. So they were very fresh, like they melted in your mouth. Taboo Donuts, I got them later in the day. So they weren't, they were still like very soft.
Okay.
But weren't as soft as Black Box.
I've never had Black Box, you see.
One thing I learned from science class in school was that is not a fair test.
Yeah.
Not a fair test.
They were both very good. So, like you, mate, I've been watching a lot of the Euros.
Yeah.
Watched the match the other night. And have you watched... Does Ashley watch any football with you?
She'll watch... Like, the only time Ashley will watch football with me is if we're into the last... Like, if she arrives in the house in the last 10 minutes of the match.
Yeah.
And I say to her, this is over now. And she will wait for the 10 minutes and she doesn't understand injury time. She'll, so it'll be like 4 minutes after the 10 minutes and she'll be like, you said it was over 4 minutes ago. That's the only time she'll sit and watch it with me.
So I was watching the France and Germany game match the other night.
Yes.
Which was very good.
Good game.
And Liv decided to come in and watch it with me with a cup of tea. And some of the questions that she was asking me were just... Are all the French players, like, are they all friends? And I was like, oh my God. Does the manager of the country have to be from that country? And I was like, no.
These are good questions.
Are they?
Yes. I want to know the answer too.
So
are all the players friends?
Yeah.
I suppose they have to get on to an extent. Like, yeah.
Yes, because you see, I watched that horrendous football incident on YouTube and I cried my eyes out.
Christian Eriksen, yeah, that was...
And they were definitely all friends or at least had massive respect as a team. Like, the way they looked out for each other, the way they crowded round, it was incredible to watch and terrifying.
I think any team would be like that because these are people who like heading into those tournaments, they spend like 2 or 3 weeks together in a training camp, and you can't have fallouts like heading into a tournament, you know. So I would say to an extent,
they're all friends.
At the base level, they're all able to get on as professionals, I would say. But like at the very best, they're probably all best mates. Like
Melissa, who do you fancy to win the Euros?
England.
Oh really?
Tell them who you said on the weekend breakfast show.
Manchester United. Yeah.
Good answer. And one other thing, I don't know if you have seen this. I've seen it a lot.
By the way, I only said England because somebody said earlier, I fancy England's chances.
They look
year.
Good.
I do was, fancy yeah, England, yeah.
They look good.
So I thought I would say that because it might be right.
It could be right. Definitely one of the top four teams. Yeah, like, definitely.
Yeah. I don't know if you have seen this. It's been going around quite a bit. People are cooking chicken breasts in their kitchen sink.
What?
Have you seen this?
What?
No. So people are running hot water
No, they're not.
Putting a chicken breast in because obviously the hot water, the steel will of the sink will like heat up, and they're cooking their chicken breast that way.
People are literally begging for like, salmonella.
I enjoy cooking. I'm not a chef. I'm not a food hygienist. Don't do that.
That is horrendous. Every single person is getting sick.
Yeah.
Every single person.
Just don't do that.
What?
I don't know.
TikTok, where did you see this? TikTok?
Yeah, yeah.
TikTok is great for some things, but other things it's
that
just
is
so
stupid.
Like
idiots like.
Air fryer, honestly. You don't need anything else in your kitchen but an air fryer.
Still haven't got one.
I haven't got one.
Honestly, everything goes in an air fryer. Chicken breast, forget the sink, stick it in the air fryer.
Everything goes in a saucepan as well.
Well, yeah, but an air fryer is easier because you can walk away from an air fryer. Saucepans, you're not really meant to walk away from. Yeah, you can. That's Craig David, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can Craig David away from an air fryer.
That's been my week. Melissa, you are. I was going to like do a drum roll on the desk, but then I didn't want to deafen the listeners.
I mean, literally.
I know, you will. You'll get us fired.
How have you been?
Fine.
Can I stop you there?
Yeah.
The Travel Show with Melissa Riddell. Join Melissa as she travels the world to get content for the podcast. Because Connor and Curtis do absolutely
that's
nothing
a lie,
except sit in the house and watch Netflix
changed.
All day.
That's a lie.
No, well, we just need to change it from Netflix to football.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then it's pretty much bang on. But Melissa managed to get away.
I would love to say that I went to Ibiza, but I didn't. I went to Bournemouth, where I had never been before and hadn't really heard much about. But when I looked it up, it looked like the cutest seaside town, so I was excited. I went with Belfast International Airport because they have a new flight direct to Bournemouth. Oh my goodness, guys, it's like an hour.
We're not shouting them out in this podcast because it sent you and not me and Connor.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
I'm not trying to shout them out. I'm just trying to tell you, it's an R. Like you go up in the air, you just go across a wee bit and you come back down. It's so fast. Maybe it's because I hadn't been on a plane for so long that I was like, that was so quick.
Yeah. Have you ever done the flight to Edinburgh?
Me,
it's
yeah,
like 25
it's,
minutes.
No,
it's insane. Like, there's no point in even being on the plane.
No,
like,
I've never done it. I think so good. The last flight I was on so long ago was Dubai. So. I guess
that's
maybe I found
flight.
It so short.
Yeah. The Edinburgh one, the seatbelt sign literally goes off for like 5 minutes. Like that, you get like 5 minutes to get up and stretch your legs, and then the light goes back on. You got to sit down again.
Well, if
anyway,
I'd like to go to Edinburgh, that would be great. But anyway, I went to Bournemouth, and honestly, it was so good to get away. And obviously, being in England, the weather was so much better than here.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally like being on holidays. Like this picture, everybody was like, I thought you'd went somewhere else.
I was going to say, I think your caption was like Ibiza or Bournemouth.
Yeah.
It looks like you're in Ibiza.
It looks like it
Ocean
was
Beach.
Their hottest day of the year.
Yeah.
In Bournemouth, it was like 26 degrees. It was incredible. We did so many fun things. We did this thing called winging, right? We thought we had booked in to do paddle boarding, but they were like, we're actually going to get you to do winging today because the winds were higher and apparently it's harder to stay on the paddleboard if it's quite windy.
I imagine so, yeah.
So winging is essentially you hold your own sail and you like... You almost kind of windsail. I was really, really good at it. Like they thought I was heading to the Isle of Wight, but I couldn't get turned around. So then I had to get rescued because I was literally just heading out to sea because I was so good at holding the sail and like picking up speed.
Yeah.
I could not stop.
Are you by yourself?
Yes.
That's quite scary.
On the paddleboard with the sail. And I was like, then I was trying to turn it. But I didn't want to fall off the paddleboard, so I had to get rescued because I literally was heading somewhere else.
It's like you're holding onto a giant kite.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah, and then on a boat. There's so many elements in there that I just think are so dangerous.
But like I have really good balance. So that's why I didn't fall off, you know, with waves coming in and everything. Mm-hmm. And also, I really didn't want to get my hair wet because we're going out for dinner that night. But it was so fun. Apparently, it's only a two-year-old sport. Like, it's relatively new. Because mm-hmm. I was saying, when we get home, I want to go down to the ports and I want to do this. But I don't think that they do it.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody do it before. And they said, well, they might not because it is so new. But it'll definitely come in the next 6 months to a year.
So if it's a relatively new sport, there's not that many people doing it. And you were very good at it. Why not take a competitive? Why not go pro?
Very good at it. I was essentially horrendous.
Out of all the people who do it, because I've never heard of it,
no,
so there couldn't be many people at it. So you're probably one of the better ones. You've had more experience than us.
Yeah.
No, I was not that good.
You would beat us in a winging.
I was just good at going forward. You probably, if you're doing a sport, you probably need to be able to turn around, which I feel about time and time again.
Not unless
like
it's like
a point race.
Yeah.
Like an A to B straight
line. I mean, I think I would win that.
Yeah.
I really do. Scott fell off so many times. It was hilarious. And the thing is, before we started, I was like, he's going to be so good. Like, he's so strong and he's got such good balance. You know, he's a fighter, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he kept falling off. I was like, So we did that. The restaurants we went to were absolutely incredible. Like the food. Did you see the food? Did you see my seafood linguine?
I think I did, yeah.
It was unbelievable. Let me just get you a picture because you need to see it again. I don't think there's... Oh my gosh, look at that. Look at
She's reliving it here, like, isn't she? Mm.
Looks great.
So, that was called West Beach, I think that restaurant was called. So if anybody goes to Bournemouth... Book it, pre-book it, because anytime we had pre-booked, anytime we got to the door, people were saying, can I come in? And they were like, we're booked until Wednesday. This is on Saturday.
One thing, I seen a couple of posts on Instagram, or maybe it was stories that you were posting about after you'd finished eating and you got dessert.
Yeah.
And you kept saying Scott got dessert.
He got dessert.
But you have a massive sweet tooth.
I know. But so I wouldn't.
Did you not get the dessert and you were saying it was for Scott?
No, I wouldn't go for dinner three times a day.
Yeah.
Do you know who goes for dinner three times a day? You might have like a light breakfast. Breakfast? There was a lot of fish consumed, to be fair. You might have a light breakfast, a light lunch, and then I would have a three-course dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We were booked in for three-course lunches and dinners every day.
That's my kind of holiday.
I simply could not do it to myself because a moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips.
Worth it, though.
But
no regrets.
Absolutely. Every time he got dessert, I tasted it. But I was having one course and it was a big seafood linguine. Like it was big carby dinner for lunch. So I didn't have three courses, but it was amazing. And then on the last day, we did the world's longest pier to shore zip line. So, you know, like the pier.
Yeah.
You go to the very end of it. You climb up all these steps and then you jump off and zip line all the way to the beach across the sea.
Did you have a death wish in Bournemouth?
Yeah,
we loved it so much. We did it twice. We ran back up the beach, ran back up the pier, and we were like, can we do it again? And obviously paid to do it again. And the thing is, I thought Scott doesn't like heights, and I really thought he wasn't going to step off because we were able to zip line together.
Mm-hmm.
We were like 3, 2, 1, and I stepped, and he stepped, and I was so happy.
Oh, so you were like
we zip
line
down
side?
Together.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
So the second time I was like, can you give me a 2 second head start? Because obviously he's heavier than me. So he kept overtaking me the whole way down. He could go faster, but no, I highly recommend you do that if you go to Bournemouth. Like, it is so fun. And I'd say we were the dream customers because my best friend Kate, she is so afraid of heights, but she's the type of person who always wants to do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she would get to the top and she would stand there for at least an hour. I can't.
Your friend Kate is me. Like,
yeah, I used to hate kids that did that and like the free fall in Indiana
the thing
land.
Is they want to do it.
Yeah, just go.
But like Kate won't just go, and if you push her, she'll go mad. But it's too late. If you push her, I always think so. I probably would have told them to push her, but I don't know if that's legal. So.
I just took a
to push someone off the edge or something.
Yeah,
I mean, if they're attached to a zip line, it's not illegal, I suppose.
Yeah. True.
If you pushed her off and she wasn't, that's an issue.
This is what I'm saying. I think we're the dream customers because we got to the top, they hooked us on, they opened the gate, and we went 3, 2, 1, bye, and that was it. There was no hesitating. So I'd say that was a good day for them because I saw a lot of people, you know, like standing at the top for a while. pop. We loved it. Honestly, loved it so much. So I highly recommend. You know, I don't know if I'll get anywhere else this year. Mm-hmm. Still nothing on the green list.
Review out of 10 for Bournemouth?
I'd give it like a 9.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like people's
standards are much lower than it as well. Yeah. Which is,
that's
not
true.
Not slagging Bournemouth, but just...
But I think, I guess...
I would give Dundonald a 6 at this stage. Like.
But the weather made it, you know, and there's those colourful little huts along the beach. I've always wanted to see those.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt like we were on holiday, and that was nice because life's just so busy. So, and Scott's always so busy. So taking him away from his work was great because all he could do was talk to me.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. So that was good. So then we got home and, to be honest, didn't really do much, just straight back to work. I had so many deadlines that, like, I just needed to get done. So that was kind of it.
And that was your week?
Yep.
I mean, that's an exciting
solid
week.
Yeah, that's a solid edition of Travel Show with Melissa.
Yeah, that's the first time we've been able to do the Travel Show in over a year. I know we did the Travel Show with Connor, but I mean, okay, like a good one.
Yeah. All right,
well,
then.
You went to London for work,
okay.
Do you know?
Okay.
You went to London for work.
I think someone's just jealous because they haven't had their own travel episode, Melissa.
Next week, you are getting the travel episode with Curtis as he visits Downpatrick to take the dog for a walk. Hey, you're listening to the What's Happening podcast with Barista Bar. Great tasting coffee on the go at Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra. Barista Bar, coffee as it should be. Right, quiz then?
Yeah, let's do it.
Winner stays on.
Is your coffee not really cold? Can you put mine in the bin too? I took a sip of mine, it was freezing.
Connor, just to let you know, your travel episode was brilliant.
Because it's all milk.
Thank you.
It's all milk.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, have you got a quiz ready, Melissa?
Yep. So these are the best general knowledge quiz questions.
Oh my gosh.
Found on the Daily Mail website or something like that.
Cosmopolitan, actually.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes. Okay.
Wow.
So, is this what you used last week?
Oh my God.
I don't know, did I do the quiz last week?
No, I was on quiz last week.
Okay. What's the biggest animal in the world?
Connor. Oh, yeah, we did do this.
The biggest animal in the world? Curtis? Okay. Connor, this is literally the question you and me fell out over. Yeah. It's a sperm whale.
It's not.
How is it not a sperm whale?
It's not.
It's some
blue whale.
Oh, yeah.
You give me the point for saying sperm whale.
Should it have been mine?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think you ended up getting it anyway.
No, I didn't. You got it.
Did I not give you the win, though? Did I not gift you the win?
I don't know.
You do another question?
I know.
Start the quiz again. How many times has Andy Murray
won
Wimbledon playing
Curtis.
Singles?
Connor.
Who got there first?
I think you did, but I just kept saying my name.
Okay.
And hope.
Am I allowed to answer?
Yeah.
2.
When?
You want the years?
Extra point.
One of them was, is it 2009?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm going to go, one of them was 2015?
No.
Curtis, 2011?
No.
2013?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Curtis.
Did I get a point for that?
No.
Did I get half a point?
That was woeful. Move on.
He didn't win it twice in a row, did he?
He won it in 2013 and 2016.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Against Djokovic and against Milos Raonic.
Oh,
I know
that's
nothing
right,
about tennis. Like.
Do you know Rafael
love tennis.
Nadal?
Mm-hmm.
Nadal's a beast.
Yeah.
He's the best. He's not the best tennis player, obviously, but he's...
His left arm is huge.
He's massive. He's just like a tank.
He's a unit.
Tennis players do not need to be that size, but
legend.
Like he still is.
Right. Like next question. What year was Heinz established?
Connor.
Curtis.
I'm going to go 1807.
Curtis.
Is this the closest to?
1957.
I think you're closer. Yeah, you're closer. Like,
this is really, really hard.
Join
no,
me.
Connor gets the point.
What? Really?
When was it established?
1869.
Oh yeah, you
class.
Get the point then, yeah.
But
how did that take you so long to work out?
It was very close.
No, it wasn't, because I said 1957.
Yeah, you were in 96.
100 years old.
I was a decade. No, that's a century. Isn't
century.
It? A
century
later,
I saw a TikTok yesterday. Where, to be fair, I'm on this girl's side. I only like the taste of Heinz tomato ketchup. Do you ever see any of the other ones or the homemade ones? They're just not the same. So she said she went to a fancy restaurant and they only served their homemade ketchup recipe.
Mm-hmm.
She told them she was Amelia Heinz, heir to the Heinz throne. She could not be seen having any other ketchup.
Oh my gosh.
Than Heinz.
Did they go out and get her some?
And they found a bottle in the back.
That's class. No, do you know what? See, like, if someone gives you, like, HB red sauce or something like that, then I'm kind of like, nah, that's not for me. But see, when you go to, like, a bar and they, you know, like a fancy restaurant and they do their own ketchup, it's usually really good. Mm. Do you remember Heinz back in the day used to do, like, coloured ketchup? You could get, like, a green one
stuff.
And a green one.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Like, yeah.
It was, I don't remember that.
It was aimed at kids, obviously, to get them to eat more ketchup. And there was, like, you could get a blue one and a green one.
I don't remember that.
I think it was just blue and green.
Blue and green, yeah. It was weird. Look, it tasted exactly like ketchup.
Yeah.
But it was just a weird colour. Like,
okay, next
question.
That would
be so illegal now, wouldn't it?
1-0.
Question 3.
Yeah.
What is a baby rabbit called?
Curtis.
Go ahead, man.
I have no idea.
Connor? Bunny?
No.
A pup?
No.
A cub?
No.
A Joey?
No.
A Joey's a baby kangaroo, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Baby rabbit? Rab?
No.
No.
I have no idea.
A kitten?
A kitten.
Oh my gosh, that was so close.
It's close
Connor.
To a kitten?
A cat?
That's also close.
Close to cat or kitten?
Combine those two words.
Catten?
Kick. Get cat.
Oh my god.
Catten? Kitten? Kitten? Catten? Kit?
Kit? Yes! It's called a kit!
It's called a kit?
Yes!
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for giving me that point because I actually said Kit Kat there. But you
said Kit Kat and that's why I was like, oh. And you said
it's called a kit.
It's called a kit.
I have to Google this. I don't believe that.
It is. It's called a kit.
I've never known what a baby rabbit's called, to be fair. I'll take your word for it because my Google's not looking.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah. Let's do it.
What does IPA stand
Curtis.
For?
Curtis. I know. Indian Pale Ale.
Yeah, how do you know that?
What is
it's
that?
Beer.
Beer? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, I thought it was like the bubbles in your still water.
IPAs are like craft beers that hipsters drink and pretend they're nice.
Yeah.
And they're not.
No.
They're like, oh yeah, you should try this beer. It's so like exclusive. And it's like, no, it's not. It's
just
because
no one drinks it.
It's leaping, mate.
Okay. I know, that's too easy. Curtis would get it.
Curtis would get it.
Yeah.
Brainiac over here. I'm going to go the chase.
It's about Iceland, so.
About Iceland, the country?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who did Anne Hathaway play in Les Miserables?
Oh my god. Curtis. Emily.
Connor. The mum, Susan.
Jackie.
Do we need to give a name or like a character?
I've heard of it, but like I have no idea what it is.
Okay, never mind.
This is how you know that me and Connor did not go to posh schools. Because none of us have ever read that or seen it or anything.
I think it's Fontaine. I think that's how you say it. But
How would we have known that? I know.
Okay. To a single decimal point.
Pi.
How many kilometers are in a mile?
Connor, 1.6.
Yes!
I think it's 1.6 something, but yeah. Okay, 1.6. Yeah. Yay!
Very good.
What is that? Is that 2 each then?
I don't know.
I think it's 3-2 to
3-2
you.
3-2 to me. How many questions are we doing?
Do 2 more so I can have a chance of winning.
Okay. So if I get this next question, then I win?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you go back to the Iceland one?
How many episodes of Scrub were
Connor,
there?
Connor. Scrubs.
Oh my God.
I used to love that TV show.
Close. This is the closest to.
Okay. Curtis, I'm going to say. I'll give it a nice round 100.
Okay.
I don't even know how many series there was. I'm going to go. It was quite long. I remember that it was quite long.
For years.
I'm going to go 101, Melissa.
You got the point, didn't I?
Yeah, it's 181.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to say 200 as well.
Yeah, you would have been closer.
Yeah, because there's definitely like 10 seasons and like 20 episodes a season.
Right.
But anyway.
What nut is in the middle of a Ferrero Rocher?
Connor.
Connor got that.
Pistachio.
Curtis. Curtis.
Curtis. How do you know you're allergic to them?
Is it a hazelnut?
Yes, a pistachio.
I don't know nuts.
I need to go back to my week.
Why?
I finally found Little Moons.
Oh yeah, I've seen you post about those. Are they good?
Pistachio flavour. They are sensational. They are a dream. They are divine.
I probably wouldn't like them.
Oh, you're weird though.
Would you?
There's literally pistachios in them.
No. You can get mango and passion fruit. Apparently the coconut ones are amazing.
Do you know what? Yeah. I meant to actually say to you because obviously you took the Saturday off the weekend breakfast show, because you were in Bournemouth.
Yes.
Kirsty from downtown came down and had a box of Littlemans, and she's like, Melissa's been like dying to try these.
No, she didn't.
But it wasn't the mango ones, it was like coconut flavour or something.
Coconut's the best flavour apparently. I can't get my hands on them.
She came down with them and she's like, is Melissa here? No, she's been dying to try these. And I was like, she's not here.
That's devastating.
How were they?
They're amazing.
You said that they were very thick.
So there's like this skin on the outside of them, and I don't really like textures, but I don't mind that texture because it's smooth, right? I could barely eat a yogurt because I don't like lumpy textures, and I would never eat porridge. But like, this is I like it. It's, and then inside the skin is ice cream.
So do you keep them in the freezer?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And you let them sit for 5 minutes before you eat them.
Did I win the quiz?
Is there not one more question?
You can do another question if you want. That'd be great.
Is it not 4-3?
Shh, shut up.
But hang on, it was 4-3. I'm not forfeiting the win. We can do another question, but I'm not surrendering the win. Like,
I had 10 questions.
Okay.
Do
another one. Yes.
We've done nothing but 7 questions for the whole series.
I actually have.
No, you don't. Cosmopolitan does.
63 questions.
Okay. Do two more then.
Okay. Okay. Oh, this is good. This is okay.
None of this is good.
What does the AC button on a calculator stand for?
Curtis.
O'Connor. Autocorrect?
No.
I don't know.
This is the C for calculate?
No.
Auto-clear?
No, kind of, almost.
And clear? So like when you're finished the song, you're like, and clear. And it clears the screen, no?
Almost.
Connor, all clear?
Yeah.
Is it?
Shut
up. And he's back in it!
No. I'm not having this. Whoa. I am not having this.
It's getting intense. I'm just going to keep asking, okay? What was the most streamed show on Netflix?
Connor.
Curtis.
I said,
in there first.
2020.
Connor.
Curtis.
I don't know who went first.
Well, that's your job as the quiz. You now have to make a very tough decision.
I mean, Connor did say his name first.
That's okay. You go ahead.
I don't think he's going to get it right, though. I don't think either of you will get it.
In 2020, did you say?
Yeah.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Stick a time limit on it. 5 seconds.
I'm going to go with The Office.
No.
Curtis.
It was last year.
Curtis.
Yeah.
Bridgerton.
No.
Curtis.
Connor.
It wasn't.
Connor.
No.
What?
I know what you're going to say.
Tiger King.
Connor.
No.
Sex Education.
No.
Curtis.
Great show,
Friends.
By the way.
It's crazy because I watched this and I watched nothing.
Friends.
No.
Connor. The boat made people.
I have no idea. No.
On Deck or something it's called.
No.
No.
Curtis. Selling Sunset.
No. I didn't watch any of those. I only watched one series of something. Well, I watched the 2 seasons, actually.
Connor, the train thing we watched.
No, actually, no. That's only this year.
I'm trying to think
things
what you,
that
want.
You watched.
So this was during the pandemic?
Yep.
What did you watch last year?
Literally 3 things. I watched Tiger King.
I
watched this. And I watched Bridgerton.
Was Bridgerton not like the most streamed one ever? Like it broke Netflix records. So how has it not been the most streamed?
Might have been in 2021.
Fair point, yeah.
I actually don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm going to give you guys a clue. I'm going to close my eyes because I'm so scared because you're going to go mental.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just listening for a name.
Uh-huh.
You use this when it rains.
Connor!
Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
No! What a show, by the way.
Never seen it.
What?
It. No, what do you watch?
Friends.
You need to. No, mate. You need to watch this stuff.
I go between Friends and Schitt's Creek.
Umbrella.
So when I finish Friends, Schitt's
Creek.
Schitt's Creek
is very good.
You're not saying that word on our podcast.
No, it's spelled S-C-H-I-T-T-S. It's a name. The town is called Schitt's Creek.
It's very good.
And the mayor of the town is called Roland Schitt. He is.
No, he's not.
He's called Roland Schitt.
Right. Is there one more question or is that it?
Listen, if you want to do another question, you go ahead.
I already know in my heart that I've won, all right? And that's enough for me.
What is the score?
I think it's 5-4.
Was 4-3 whenever we were due to end
Curtis
the quiz.
And I.
Which okay. means technically I've won twice if we're doing this out of 9.
How many Olympic gold medals does Sir Mo Farah have?
Connor.
4.
That's right.
Yeah.
You won.
Well done, man. I knew you won anyway.
Stays on. I've never seen anybody be so annoyed to win.
I just didn't want to have to do a quiz next week. Like I was.
Neither did I.
We reached that point where I won 4-3, and I was like, I don't have to do it next week. And then you flipped it, and I was like, oh my god, I might have to do it next week. Sorry, Connor. That got really intense.
The pressure
is on. Yeah,
take it seriously. You know, that was also a total guess at how many Olympic medals he has. What a ledge, Mo Farah.
Yeah.
Mo Botnell. He ran something last year in Larne. Did he run like a Larne half marathon or something?
Did he?
What?
Yeah, he ran in Larne. Imagine that, Mo Farah just running through Larne. Of all the places he could be. Right, this week we're talking dream holidays because a lot of places we can't go to at the minute.
Yeah.
Some places we can, like the South Sandwich Islands, but we're not going there. So we're talking dream holidays. Suppose we should get our dream holidays out of the way first. Like, we've done this episode before, but has your dream holiday changed since then, now that we've had all these restrictions and we haven't been anywhere for a while? What would your dream holiday be?
Bless you.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
You could hear the build-up to that, like, through the table. Like,
dream holiday. Did we do a full episode on this before?
We did a full episode on our dream holiday, so we'll only touch on ours.
I think mine still might be Florida.
Going to like Disneyland or something like that.
Yeah,
or?
So I'm 28 this year, Liv's 30 next year, and then...
Toy boy.
Oh, yes.
What's the word for... Is that a cradle snatcher, is it? Liv would be the cradle snatcher in this case.
Well, there's like
she would just be
14 months on a line. It's not that bad.
She would be... when you get an older one.
Gold digger?
No.
A sugar mum?
Sugar mama.
Cougar?
Cougar!
Cougar,
that's
yeah,
for.
Cougar.
I'm a cougar too. There's 5 months between Scott and I.
Yeah. So, I think we're going to go to Disney for my 30th.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Did I tell you the story about me and roller coasters in Disney the last time we spoke about?
I don't know.
The Hulk roller coaster?
Don't think so, no.
No.
So, it was my first time in Disney. I was like, 14, I think. And there's like Disney and then there's Universal. Universal's like more roller coasters, Harry Potter world and stuff. Universal's class. So also top tip, if you're going, go early in the morning for the roller coasters and then do like Harry Potter world and Star Wars and stuff later in the afternoon, because the queues for like roller coasters in the afternoon's crazy.
Apparently you can buy those like, so... I have a friend who went a load of years ago and he was like, you buy like queue skip passes, but they just put you in another queue.
Yeah.
So there's two different queues.
That's not much shorter.
Different, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just that it's like a slightly less long queue.
Yeah. So
that's a scam. Like.
Yeah. So the first roller coaster we went on was the Hulk at Universal. And the Hulk, so you're sitting on the, I think it's called a carriage, is it? The roller coaster?
I think so.
Yeah.
And it shoots you out in a spiral.
Oh my god.
At like, I think it goes from 0 to 100 mile an hour in like 4 seconds. It's so quick. So I was like hyping myself up the whole way in the queue. And we were in the queue for like an hour. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do it, gonna do it, gonna do it. And then it got to the point where you come to the gate before you go on to the carriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I just walked straight through the gate, straight in through the carriage and onto the other end.
Onto the other side, didn't go on.
Connor. But did like, Liv go on it?
No, I was 14.
Oh.
Yeah, so I wasn't with Liv.
Have you ever been to the Pleasure Beach in Blackpool?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So me and my brother were there one year. It was like a family holiday and we were younger and they have that big roller coaster called Pepsi Max or something.
Yes, it's like I went on that!
So me and my brother were waiting in the queue, right? And
I got whiplash.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
The fella who was operating that came over the tannoy and is like, the queue's just going to be held up by about 15 minutes. There's a bit of just maintenance going on and stuff like that, right? So we were kind of like, oh, fair enough, you know, a bit of maintenance or whatever. We didn't really think too much about it. And then a guy walks out with a hammer. Nothing else. This fella just comes out with a hammer and like walks somewhere on the track. And then all you hear is like, okay, that's it, open again. It's like, I'm not going on that. Like
the Pepsi Max is the most rickety-est.
Yeah, I did not enjoy it. I love roller coasters, but I just thought that one was not enjoyable. I have all these piercings around my ears. Uh-huh. I got every single one of them destroyed and infected because you bash your head off either side. Mm-hmm. So all my cartilage piercings swole up. It was agony then for the following month or two.
And the thing I don't like is whenever you're going up, like to the big bit where it drops you, like it tells you, like it gives you, like, there's wee signs along the side and it goes up to like above 200 feet or something. I was like, I do not need to know
that. I like how it goes upside down and stuff, but
there's a lip in
your
it,
head should not be bashing off either side of the seat. Like, you should be steady.
And it shouldn't be maintained with a hammer nothing else. Like,
there's in I think it's in Miami, other than Florida, it's a place called Busch Gardens.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And there's a roller coaster, forget the name of it, but you go up almost like
vertically.
Yeah, yeah. And you just keep going and going and going and going. And then you come out straight and you come around and it's just a sheer drop.
Back down again.
But you don't like go down. It stops on the edge of the coast of the drop.
Yeah.
Like right. No. So if you're on the front, you're like hanging there looking down and then it just lets go. It stays there for like 30 seconds. And it doesn't, like you don't know when it's going to go.
It just goes.
It just drops.
No.
So yeah, I think Florida's still probably my dream holiday. I love Florida.
Florida would be amazing. And I think if you go to like Florida, you do them all, don't you? You don't like have to pick a thing to go to. Like,
no, you need to do like, if you're going to do everything, probably do two weeks. If you can do three, like
the thing, I would love to go to Disney. Like, you're never too old for Disney.
No,
either. Like, it's class. Like Main Street USA and all is just class, and everything costs a fortune, but you don't mind. Like, it's so good.
And then there's, I think the last time we spoke about this, I'd love to go on holiday with the pigs, the beach with the pigs. Is it in the Maldives?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I'd love to do that.
The Maldives is my number one. Maldives, Bora Bora. Those little islands, I just, like, that's my dream. I hope I'll go there on honeymoon one day.
Is that your dream holiday then?
Yeah,
Maldives,
that's the dream.
I don't know, mine's kind of changed. Like, I used to think, like, my dream holiday was going to New York and stuff like that, which I've done a couple of times now. I'd love to go to Florida. Florida would definitely be up there. Mm-hmm. But one thing,
it must be a boy thing. Like, Scott's dream holiday is Florida as well.
It's just so fun. Like, it's just,
and the thing is, I love roller coasters and stuff like that. So I guess it maybe would be my dream as well. It's just like, I just want to go to those really magical places.
Yeah, there's so much to do in Florida. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, mine now is, I would love to like hire a boat, like a big yacht, like a super yacht, mm-hmm. and just like go somewhere in that.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Or even like camper van and across Europe or something. Now it's something that I would love to do,
like a big RV or
just
something.
Just a big RV and just travel around Europe, and because they think you can just stop wherever the hell you want, or even across America in a big RV. That'd be class, like Route 66
cool.
or something.
Yeah, I'd love to drive from like, I think it's LA to Vegas.
I've done it.
It's like a 4-hour, but like hire a big Mustang and like drive along the coast.
My best friends and I did that trip, and that was my dream trip for such a long time. And
the Grand Canyon's along that, isn't it?
Yeah, we did the Grand Canyon. We did Vegas. We did LA. We did Santa, what's it called?
Santa Ponza. That's in Spain, isn't it? Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Santa Monica's in LA, but we did
LA,
the other
we
one.
Did Benidorm.
I can't remember. We did so many stops that it was so fun. But you see, the drive to Vegas, you literally drive through the desert.
Yeah.
Like tumbleweed, I saw it. It's
class.
A real thing.
Class.
Create a tumbleweed sound effect. Hang on.
It doesn't
did it,
sound
did it
like
so,
that.
Does it?
No.
That's a shame. That's all.
Sounds
that's
like a wind tunnel.
What was I going to say? You forget how big America is, don't you? Because that time I went to Phoenix, I'd said to the guy who was looking after our trip, I was like, it's in Arizona. So I was like, we could go and see the Grand Canyon. He's like, mate, it's literally 3 hours away.
Yeah. Well, no, to be fair, we started off in San Francisco and we drove through Arizona and like, it was pretty good.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. I'd love to do like Route 66, big RV, just all over America. We asked you on our Instagram what your dream holidays would be, and we're going to, I suppose we could dissect them and see whether we'd enjoy it or not.
Yeah, so Emma Maxted, she said Disneyland because I've never been and I'm nearly 22.
Yeah.
I don't think there's like a time limit. I think the
older
you are,
the
more
you
like appreciate it.
Yeah.
I think the older you are though, like you like, you have to be less excited about seeing Mickey Mouse when he comes out of the thing. Like, you can't be like, oh my God, it's Mickey Mouse.
Well, yeah. Every night at Disney, they do like this big, the massive parade and fireworks. I think every night. I read something ages ago that they spend like $35,000 a night on fireworks.
Oh, they definitely earn it like that.
I think it's not as magical when you're older. I remember I went to Disneyland Paris as a kid, mm-hmm. and Snow White waved at me. And, like, I remember the feeling even now.
Like, she waved at, like, because I at went, you yes, or so, in your direction?
No, she waved at me because, so I had hemmed and hawed about this Snow White dress all day. It was £40, uh-huh. I'll never forget. And that was all the money I had left on my holiday, but I really wanted it. And at the end of the day, I went and bought the Snow White dress with my holiday money.
Aww.
I put it on over my clothes, and Snow White was like, and she saw my dress and she waved at me. I'm never going to get that magical feeling again.
That was the validation.
Snow White waves at me. No, I'll be like, what's up?
Okay, Snow White, what's happening?
Yeah, but like she waved, she noticed me. I talked about it for the rest of the holiday. Like, it was the best feeling ever.
What age were you?
Probably about 7.
Okay.
It was when I went to Disneyland Paris.
But no, I get that.
It was because when you said I had £40, I was like, oh, she actually has money. What age was she?
No, do you know when you get all your holiday money, like your aunts and uncles give you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was €40 actually.
But I think, I don't know about you, like I went to Disneyland Paris again a couple of years ago with an ex-girlfriend. We'll not get too much into that. But it was a bit of a letdown when you're older because I remember it when I was a kid and we went in P7 on like a school trip and it was the most amazing place. Yeah. And I remember it was just huge.
For
and then
sure, there'll be a travel episode on it. That was my second last trip before we went into the
pandemic. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
And do you remember I was just like, we went on 2 rides the whole day.
Yeah.
Like the queues were so long. It just, I don't know if it was because of the pandemic. Wait, no, there was no pandemic.
No, I think
it was so busy.
It was on the radar.
Yeah.
So it was, but it wasn't like we hadn't. Like we were still at the stage where like it won't happen here.
Yeah, it's February.
God, that was a long time ago, wasn't it? Who else have we got on there?
Rebecca Rogers says Hawaii.
Oh yeah,
Hawaii
would be class. That would be cool.
Like grass skirts and like pineapples and stuff.
Yeah, man. Leanne Marquez said, back to Rome where we got married, most beautiful city. I'd love to go to Rome.
Yeah, I'd love to do Rome.
Have you not been to Rome?
I've never been to Rome. And like, I keep trying to talk Ashley into going.
Oh, it's
just never happened. But apparently, you can do it in a day.
Really?
Like, apparently, like all
Rome
of
Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, I know it wasn't built in a day. But apparently,
but you can go around
like,
it in a day.
You can do like the Colosseum and the Vatican and all the stuff you need
to
see.
Be
like
a busy day, though.
But apparently, it's also like compact.
So close
together.
I went on a school trip and I've always said I want to go back not on a school trip.
Yeah.
But like the Vatican,
I like the dresses, like not the dresses but like the clothes, the guard wear. They're all like multicolored. Mm.
Yeah. The Vatican though, I remember it took up quite a chunk of our day.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Is it so not right in the centre?
Yeah, but you have to literally get in. I think you need passports or tickets or something. You have to get your passport out. It's a different country.
Yeah, it's I think it's the smallest country in the world.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to sit in like a nice coffee shop with a latte and like a pizza or something in the center of Rome and just people watch.
And the Trevi Fountain.
Yeah.
And the gelato.
I know.
Oh my goodness. I want to go back. It just reminded me so much of the Lizzie McGuire movie.
I've mentioned there about trips that you went on with school. I think you said Italy.
Yeah.
And you went to Paris.
We did Paris, yeah.
I went to York.
York's a Paris city.
I went to Rome with my RE class because that's why we went to the Vatican for like the history of the Catholic Church.
Cool. Wow.
I think.
We went to Paris to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Kelly Brown said, always dreamed of a boat trip down the Amazon, starting in Brazil, sleeping on hammocks.
That would be cool. The Amazon to me, like, sounds muggy.
Yeah, I'm not ready to bitten by something.
Yeah.
That's why I will not go to Australia. Did you see the news this week?
Don't tell me. I don't want to hear it.
I'll go nowhere near Australia.
Well, it involves spiders.
Yeah.
And a lot of them. Sorry, I'm done. I'm done, Melissa. I won't tell you. Just if you want to know that story, Google spiders in Australia and you'll see what I'm talking about. Yes, but it's the creepiest thing.
Yeah, they fly. That's why I've right. I feel like I can't believe you say it doesn't appeal to you, because I've always said I'm the only person, but Australia has never appealed to me. And it's one place everybody wants to go. Like, my brother's going to move there. My best friend's going to move there. She's been trying to move there for ages, but we've been on lockdown. She lived there for a year. She loves it. Apparently, the way of life is just so different, so relaxed, and so amazing.
I'm sure it is, but why do you want to go to a place where a spider can eat you?
Exactly.
That's what I think.
The wildlife in Northern Ireland is literally not trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Pigeons.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Like, but on the other side of the coin, you've got...
snakes can crawl up the toilet.
What do you call the wee tiny spiders? Black widows.
Yeah.
They hide under the toilet seat, waiting for you to sit down, and then they strike.
I could never sit down on the
toilet.
You're
just trying to go to the toilet, and a spider's just like, nah, not today, mate. Bang. Infected.
Why? It actually. Oh, I don't ever want to go.
Why are they even there? What's the point?
I don't know. It's like, do you know what? You can see why Australians are so laid back, because if you were uptight, you just couldn't deal with that.
No.
You couldn't deal with that.
And it's so weird, because literally everywhere in the world is on my list except Australia.
I know. I'm the same.
Also, friend of the podcast, Katie Andrew, said...
friend of the podcast!
She'd like to go to the Maldives.
Yes, yeah. Katie! Yeah.
I think she's hinting at something there. Because that's your friend, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's her saying, like, Melissa, when are we going to the Maldives here? Do you know what I mean?
I think, to be fair, maybe, I don't know, we've never actually discussed it, but in my friendship group, or, I mean, we clearly are all similar thinking, that's why we're besties.
Yeah.
But also, we probably all want to go there on our honeymoon. It's a very stereotypical, like, girl's favourite dream place to go on the honeymoon.
I think we mentioned this before, but Ashley watched this YouTuber, Jamie Genevieve, and she did her honeymoon in the Maldives, or she did something in the Maldives. She went on a trip there.
She had a press trip,
and she was staying in like this wee cabin that was out in the sea.
They're just amazing.
There was a slide in the room, so you get out of bed, put
it goes
your clothes
into
on,
the water?
Straight out of your bedroom into the water, and the water's so blue
the
and
views,
clear.
The sunsets, the water, the people seem to be so friendly and happy all the time. Like, it's the dream.
Yeah. Who else do we have? Ian Ball says Bora Bora or the Maldives again. Maldives seems quite popular.
Was Bora Bora a nightclub as well at one point in Ibiza, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it still is. Is it? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Because I know a lot of the nightclubs closed down.
Bora Bora, I'm actually not going to say anything because I'll sound stupid.
Go on.
Moving on.
David Jones, man after my own heart, says a wet week in Bundoran.
Oh, wet week up in Bundoran.
Dream holiday.
That's Donegal, isn't it? I've never been to Bundoran.
Nor have I.
No, I've never been to Bundoran.
They call it Fundoran.
Yeah. I think it's like the Donegal version of Newcastle, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's just like amusements and you can go surfing and stuff. And
Michelle O'Neill. Michelle O'Neill.
No, it is.
I don't know. Like, does she? She might listen to this. She said, "Santorini, have it booked in September.
Oh yeah.
Will I get to go?
That has been my one of my dream locations for a long time.
Where's Santorini?
So long that it's like the Amalfi Coast,
Italy. Right. Okay. Yeah.
There's Santorini and there's what's the other one?
Don't know.
The Amalfi Coast on my list as well. Santorini and.
Mykonos, yeah.
So they're like, I have no idea about geography, but I assume that they're both two little islands and they're all those white buildings and there's steps everywhere.
Here, see if you ever go to Italy. It's like if you ever end up in Naples.
Sorry, they're not Italy, they're Greece.
Is that Greece, is it?
Our geography in this podcast is embarrassing, isn't it?
I said Italy. You got to take all that out. That's so embarrassing.
No.
They're definitely Greece, aren't
but
they?
I don't know.
I can't.
Mykonos is Greece. I know Mykonos is Greece.
Yeah.
Santorini's Greece.
Santorini and Mykonos are Greece. And sorry, they're on my list as well as the Amalfi Coast, which is a completely different country.
Speaking of Italy, if you ever go to Naples, there's a boat you get across to a place called Capri.
Island. I'd love to go there.
I went there and honestly, the most amazing ice cream you will ever eat comes from Capri.
Isn't that the Amalfi Coast?
Capri? I don't know because it's Naples. Naples is further down south, is it not?
It's all the coast.
Napoli? Well, it is on the coast.
Yeah.
This is just me trying to crack myself.
Laura Irwin said Japan, Italy, Las Vegas and Canada.
Oh,
never thought about Canada.
Japan's really high on my list.
I was supposed to go to Canada there, do you remember?
Oh, yeah. She sent us a DM. She says Japan for the future gadgets. Good shout.
So have you ever, there's another YouTuber Ashley watches, I forget what she's called, Sophia Nygaard. Have you heard of her? No. So she went to Japan, right? And Japan's known for having like everything you can ever think of in vending machines.
Yes.
So they've got like whole vending machine
like
districts.
Pizzas and stuff.
Pizzas, like you can get tinned fruit, like anything you want, you can get it in a vending machine. I'd love to go and see that.
Yeah, I don't know about eating like a pizza from a vending machine.
Absolutely,
like,
I
like,
would.
Well, if you go to like if you go to Amsterdam, there's this place called Fibo, uh-huh. right? And they have like they're almost like vending machines where you can like stick a pound in, and or a euro, sorry, yeah. and then like pull down a wee window and get a burger.
Class.
Like it's incredible.
McDonald's.
Like, it's like McDonald's without somebody serving you.
In
you
Vegas,
take it out of it.
Yeah.
Actually, all over America, they have cupcake hole in the walls.
No, they don't.
Yes,
what do you mean a hole in the wall?
Ooh.
What do you
like
call
a cash machine?
Yeah, cupcake cash machines.
Oh my god, game
so
changer.
So you put your card in, instead of getting money, you get a cupcake?
Yes.
That's right up my street, yeah.
They have them all over America. I thought everybody knew that.
No, so nope. She said, Laura said, Japan for the future gadgets, Italy to relax and cityscape, Las Vegas for the excitement and buzz to see Calvin Harris at Hakkasan.
That'd be class.
And Canada just for a skiing holiday.
What was that girl's name?
Laura Irwin.
Laura. Can we be friends?
Melissa wants to go on holiday with you.
And finally, Alison Ray said, Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to go to Jamaica.
Ever since watching Cool Runnings, need to find the bobsleigh thing.
Jamaican bobsleigh thing. This is going to sound so stupid. Was Cool Runnings based on a true story?
I think it was, yeah. Feel the
was
ride.
Was it actually? Hang on, I need to Google this because I may have just made a complete ass out of myself.
I don't think it was.
It's one of the most, like, whenever you type in was cool, the first thing that comes up was Cool Runnings based on a true story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so not the only person who's asked this question. The real story is two American businessmen watching a pushcart race got the idea to mount Jamaica's first bobsleigh team, but they didn't do too well, apparently. There we go. So it's not that accurate, but it's based on a very loosely based on a true story. And that is us then. Is that us wrapped up?
Yeah, that is us.
So thank you for getting in touch this week. Some really good ideas in there. We promise we didn't do this just to steal your ideas.
No,
but we will. We've got them, like, which is the main thing. Thank you for sharing that all with us. Of course, if you want to be listener of the week next week, Melissa is going to tell you how you can do that.
There are many ways that you could end up being listener of the week.
Oh, let me do this every time. There's no, just send us either a DM on Instagram or...
Well, if you want to do it, Curtis...
I know it's your thing.
Right. All right then.
Let her do it.
Give me the floor. There are many ways that you could get in touch. You can simply just follow us.
Yeah.
Over the past couple of weeks, that's all it's taken.
But the more you do, the higher your chances.
That
okay,
is 100% true. The more effort you put in, the more you'll get out of it.
Yeah.
So if you send us a DM saying lovely things, you're probably going to be listener of the week. If you head on over to Apple Podcasts and not only give us a 5-star review, but tell us why we deserve, each and every one of us, those 5 stars, you'll be listener of the month. Whoa.
Yes,
here we actually haven't had a listener of the month. That's
no.
big talk.
Listener of the month. So yeah. at the end of the month, we'll do our listener of the month. So at any stage through the week, if we get a good listener of the week, we're going to save them and do listener of the month.
Yeah. Or... if you send us a really nice review on Apple Podcasts, we may just do Listener of the Season.
Oh, Listener of the Series, that's a good one.
Whoa.
So if you have previously been a Listener of the Week, you can still apply to
this
be Listener of the Season.
Getting a bit desperate, guys.
Yeah, no, but we need it. Do you know what's annoying the hell out of me, right? We've got one-star review on Apple Podcasts, right?
We've had that since season one, though.
I know we have, but it means this isn't a 5-star podcast, but instead it's a 4.9-star podcast, and it's annoying the hell out of me.
Will that ever change?
No. I don't think so.
That's,
no.
That's heartbreaking.
So. But if you want to be listener of the season, you get your socks on.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Let's get a move on here.
Get your finger out.
Lads, any big plans for the rest of the week before we wrap up? Anything exciting happening?
No.
I don't think so, no.
I'm just going to watch a whole load of football.
See you, mate.
So, thank you for listening. We will see you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the What's Happening podcast with Barista Bar, coffee as it should be.
Available in over 395 Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Fivo Extra stores across Northern Ireland.